The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Just hear those T-R-A-V-I-S bells. I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Dasher the Reindeer McElroy. Hold on, I'll be right back.
What?
I don't know if this is for the show or not.
I don't know either. I think he might have just flown off to take Santa and all his crazy reindeer.
But we're still making show.
Yeah.
Just works just fine without Griffin.
Yeah. Really. Have you noticed? I think it flows better. I think the chemistry's there. The
same show basically without Griffin.
It feels like a lot of dead air is gone. This is all 100% usable content.
Salvageable content. Well, you know what? I could go ahead and tell people this is our Candle Night special.
Indeed it is. Yeah.
We're celebrating our fake holiday.
Hey.
Hey, Griff, you okay?
Yeah, I've been waiting on a gift for Rachel that I would need to sign for that I needed to intercept. So I heard.
Oh, was it from Santa?
I tried to do that because I got Sydney a rug to replace the rug that the cat pissed on. And there was no cool way to do it because we're both at the house all the time.
I got her a nursery rocker too. And that one showed up in a big box from Wayfair that was like, hey, Rachel. Here's your nursery rocker. Griffin got it for you. Merry Christmas. There was no.
Did Harry Carey do it? And I hope she's not a listener because this
isn't the show.
Oh, my mistake.
Oh, how embarrassing. Justin and I thought it were the show this whole
time. Yeah, the show was continuing. Okay. Some really choice stuff. So this is Candle Nights. It is our.
And I'm Griffin McElroy.
Okay.
Let's start. What do you guys think about starting over?
No, are you kidding me?
There's 3 minutes of quality stuff there.
I was going to say salvageable.
Okay.
This is exciting for so many reasons. One, it is our Candle Night Spectacular.
Of course.
That means no cursing in this one.
Oh, beans.
Can we just, it's our second Candle Night Spectacular, really, if you think about it.
Yes, the other one is a video that you can still watch if you go to bit.ly/CandleNights2020. It's available until January 4th. It's a 2-hour long spectacular full of tons of great bits and skits and goofs and songs and dances and celebrity cameos and holiday festivities and cocktails. And it's got everything. And it's 6:25 to get it. And proceeds are going to Harmony House, which is a shelter for people experiencing homelessness in our area. So my area, I should say. Although we still claim the boy. So please go do that if you have not already done it. You got until January 4th to watch it. Okay, but that's just a video. This is still the podcast, Candle Nights.
This is the one that counts.
This is the, no, they both count.
No, this is the one. That one?
This one counts less because it's free.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's not as valuable.
This one's free?
We're gonna not be using swear words. So if you want to gather your family around the radio... the Victrola.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to be doing a show without swears. Now,
can we use alternate swears? Sorry, just like beans like, and butterscotch.
You guys remember like frack, like from
frack it.
Frack.
From Bubble Star.
Double hockey six.
Did you say Bubble Star?
Bubble Star.
Bubble Star.
Bubble Star Galactica. Bubble Star. Bubble Star.
Bubble Star Galactica.
Bubble Star. Bubble Star Metallica.
Oh, frack. I miss Bubble Star Metallica. But that we should, we also always mention this, and it is a fact that just because it doesn't have bad words doesn't mean it won't have challenging ideas.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And just to reinforce that, I would like to start with an anecdote. Two days ago, I was in the shower getting rid of all my filth. And my 2-year-old, as she is wont to do, just sort of barges in. And because she wanted me to do something, I don't know what it was, probably to do something to one of her dolls, like wrap it up in toilet paper or throw it into the toilet. So she
could she barges. Not do that last one? From what I understand, toddlers excel at throwing things into toilets.
Yeah, but if I do it, she can't get in trouble. So she barges
and
in.
And you and I both know Cooper likes making people do things, but like she has her whims and she likes them to be acknowledged.
So she barges in. And while I'm mid shower, I'm just wrapping up.
Where are you at in this point?
In the shower?
Yeah. Like what stage of the process?
I'm rinsed. I'm ready to go. The shower's over, basically. And she barges in, and I am, of course, caught unawares. And I, I rush to turn the water off so I can reach out and grab a towel. But in the way that little children are wont to do, she has already taken notice of my privates and started scowling at them and pointing in a very angry way, as if to say, what are you doing with those? And
how
why
dare
do you have those? And so I cover myself up and I go to see with the towel. And I, before I could say anything, she points at my now covered crotch and says, Daddy, I'm sorry about your little jumble.
Oh, great.
What? How would she know the worst imaginable thing to say?
Every word of that is the sickest burn I've ever heard.
I'm sorry is not what you want to hear about your little jumble? Jumble suggests that there's things where they ought not be.
Which, from her perspective.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Fair. But she said, sorry about your little jumble. And then she went on to inquire more, and I said, no, it's 6:15 in the morning. I'm not doing this with you. We're not doing this. I'll put the doll in the toilet. You win. But we're not talking about my little jumble. So sorry about your little jumble.
Real quick, I just wanted to say, like,
yet another interruption before the show can begin.
Well, I just know, like, this year is pretty different for people, and this candle nights, people aren't traveling as much.
Not Sad Libs, right?
No, it's been a rough year for everybody, and, you know, people are like, what can we do at home? We had a lot of questions about what kind of traditions they could do at home, and so I thought maybe we could play along at home.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Dutch Sinterklaas.
Yeah.
Is believed to originate where?
Norway.
Where does he come from to come visit the Dutch?
Heaven.
Justin?
Iceland.
It is believed he comes from Spain and also believed that he travels with a group of elves who will take bad children back with them to Spain.
Rad. Oh, God, please. Please. Get down to Barcelona. Please. Get me there. Yeah, wouldn't mind. Take me away. I've been really bad, Mr. Elf.
The first artificial Christmas tree developed in the 19th century in Germany was made from what material?
Asbestos.
Well, come on.
Human hair.
Cat hair.
It was goose feathers.
Dang!
Dyed green, but you were in the right realm.
Man.
This is so festive.
Yeah. Associated British food.
And funny!
Associated British Foods did a study and found that the average American consumes how many calories on Christmas Day?
Oof. I mean, am I trying to stay in keto? Because 3,500.
I'm going to say 2,200.
7,000.
Shut up.
Shush.
No, I mean, shut up.
How do you get that? I mean, how much calories is in cinnamon rolls? Because I kind of just eat one of those every half hour.
I mean, you get a pud.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of pud.
You
get a
pretty pud.
Some custard.
Cream with the pud?
I love the custard and cream on the pud. There's always a pud.
One more. It's a two-parter. In 1950, the record holder for world's tallest cut Christmas tree was erected in the middle of Seattle. In feet, how tall was it? And for another point, adjusted for inflation, how much would the tree cost in the year 2020?
I'm more interested in those uncut trees. You know how I do it.
It's more natural if you know what I'm saying. I'll say, here's a problem that I feel like we are put up against from time to time on this show, which is my complete lack of sort of spatial imagination. Because the first thing that came to mind, like I wanted to say like 1,500 feet, but then I was like, no, so, that would be 150
that's
stories.
Too big. Here I'm going to say 225 feet.
I'm going to say 690 feet. Is that still a lot? It still feels like a lot.
I'm going to give that point to Justin because it was 221 feet.
No, I'll give the point to Justin. I was 4 feet off.
Yeah, but you weren't
amazing.
Right.
Kreskin over here.
Still wrong.
If you kicked a field goal that was 4 feet to the left, the referee wouldn't be like, I'll give it to you.
What if it would, but unless it was near the right post, in which case,
well, yeah,
like, it'd be even better.
Now,
so the price.
The price in 2020 dollars.
When was the tree built?
This was 1950.
1950?
Yeah. But we're adjusting for inflation now. I'm going to give it a rate of, which is pretty typical for home cut trees. Heard this on Planet Money. It's like $10 per feet. So I'm going to put it at $2,210.
I'm going to say $750,000.
Wow. You were both wildly incorrect. It was $185,000.
Wow.
I mean, I got the right number
of digits. $19,000, but.
All right.
Yeah, Griffin was. I say give that one to him so we can move on.
Okay, it's tied 1-1.
All right.
Okay, but that was the last one, right?
Well, I guess the tiebreaker will be who's been the best boy this year?
I mean, not me. I'm trying to get to Spain. I've been real dirty.
That's true. All right, Justin wins because Justin was the best boy this year.
Yeah.
This is an advice
show. Burned down a Whole Foods. Stole a cab. Did take an Uber. Drove it to river. Smashed it all up.
Uber drove to the river.
Yep.
After burning down the Whole Foods?
Yeah, it was on my way back home.
His car was in the Whole Foods.
Yeah.
He drove his car into the Whole Foods, burned the Whole Foods down, didn't have a ride home.
It was embarrassing.
We get home.
Called an Uber, took an Uber, drove it into the river.
Yeah, well, I asked the driver to please drive it in the river, and I was very convincing. Yeah, it was a fun day.
I did want to, we didn't have a traditional Candle Nights live show performance. We did have our Sawbones Christmas special. That's part of the video. But I did want to just tell you guys about a Lifetime Christmas movie I watched last night.
Okay.
If I have a moment. Because it was called Dear Christmas, and I thought it would really speak to you guys because it is about a podcaster.
Ooh, all right.
So they really got into our territory. Melissa Joan Hart is up in the mix, and she is best podcaster. Now, what do I mean by that? How can you? She has her show is the number one podcast in America.
Whoa!
Wait, why? What rating?
Well, Trevor, that's never specified, okay. But it's the number one. It's on the Earmuffs Network, and it's the number one podcast in America, guys. And here's what it is: it's called Holiday Love.
Oh boy!
And in each episode of the number one podcast in America, she. It's called like Dear, and then inputs the holiday there. So it's like Dear Halloween. And then it's about like real love stories from that holiday,
oh,
right?
Oh boy.
Okay.
Okay. But so in this movie, Dear Christmas, she is people keep asking, so what's the next episode about? She's like, well, Christmas. And in my head, I'm thinking, this is the number one podcast. It's called Holiday Love, and you are just now hitting Christmas. So am I to believe there's like a Dear Arbor Day? Me and him both love trees, and we were like, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely means that roundabout, let's say, March to like July, real dry spell in there.
Yeah.
Real stretching for material.
I love my dad, and he loves her dad, so whatever. We're in love. That's the whole bit. Okay, but the thing about this movie is that makes it really special, besides the fact that her love interest, played by Jason Priestley, I should tell you first off, he's a volunteer firefighter and a amateur glassblower. And
should cancel each other out, by the way.
And an accomplished baker. And at the firehouse, they make the best fried chicken in town. And also, he hangs Christmas lights and decorations on the side.
Okay.
So this is a lot of side jobs that he does. And his name is Chris Massey.
Oh, boy.
That rules.
People call him Mr. Christmas.
Yeah.
But which would have been a better name for the movie than Dear Christmas. So Melissa Joan Hart and
they should have just called the movie, is that Jason Priestley?
Is that Jason Priestley?
I think that's Jason Priestley.
He's 51 years old. He looks great. The weird thing about this movie.
Justin, what's his core job? He's a volunteer firefighter, an amateur.
He does all the side gigs to support his glass blowing, which is germane to what I'm about to talk to you about.
Okay.
The thing that is fascinating about this film is its relationship to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, boy.
Which is an interesting relationship. So he makes these little he blows these little glass hearts and puts them up all around town, and it's a way to thank our first responders, right? And his sister is an ICU nurse in New York, right? So it is happening. We can appreciate this, right?
Right.
I just want to say real quick, because I had a very loud sigh there. If you're trying to make a living as a glass blower, hanging up your product for free around town is not the way to do it.
He does the other jobs to support the glass blowing.
But he's doing it gratis? He is not attempting.
It's art. It doesn't matter. Travis. Listen. So the interesting thing about this is that is happening, but also in this film, in like the first 5 minutes of this film, her boss at Earmuffs is like, are you coming to the holiday party or not? And it's like, okay, so what? Sorry? We're having a holiday party? We're in the same universe, right? Okay, that's fine. And then later in the movie, there is a ugly Christmas sweater party full of people, but they're just on the outside of it doing something else.
Right.
And they don't actually talk about, you don't see it. And then later there's a fireman's ball that shows up too late to. So it's just her and Jason Priestley. And that is the thing I wanted to talk to you about, really, is that this movie really is, it was filmed during, it's not just set in a world that is sort of doing the COVID thing, but not really doing the COVID thing. It's also filmed in a world that definitely does have the COVID thing going on. As such, Jason Priestley, Melissa Joan Hart, Ed Begley Jr. as her dad, Faith Prince as her mom, two other, her sister and her boss, end of cast. In movie. There are six people in this movie, which you don't really notice until they're at like a restaurant and they're the only ones there because they can only get, I guess, enough COVID tests for these two and nobody else. So every once in a while, you'll see someone 30 feet in the distance just sort of walking through the shot. But there are no
extras.
You know the people
in the
movie.
There's no zany neighbor.
There's no zany neighbor. There's no waitress at the restaurant. They're like getting their own drinks. And it's this in the wild thing is she doesn't hate Christmas. So if you know anything about these movies, that's the thing that has to be overcome. They both like Christmas fine. So there's no movie either. It's literally I said on Twitter, it's literally Melissa Joan Hart and Egg Begley Jr. just shouting about how much they love candy canes. It's like waiting for Godot. It's madness.
Justin, is it possible that there's a deeper underlying thing going on here in which the six of them are not just the only people in this movie, but in this movie, the only people left on Earth?
No, because there is a a brother. The sister, her job is that she's pregnant, and the other job she has is her husband got stuck in like traffic or something, so he hasn't been able to come to where she's about to have a baby. She does eventually have a baby, and it is 100% a plastic doll that is completely obviously a plastic doll and really ratchets up the full-blown panic attack that this film is, where they're just passing around this beautiful plastic baby and making Google eyes at it. But he makes it just in time. But he doesn't talk because I guess Maybe it's particles. Maybe it's somebody just not wanting to give him his after card, because I'm pretty sure he's the cinematographer. I was looking at pictures trying to figure it out. I'm pretty sure the cinematographer doesn't say anything when he finally makes it. Doesn't say anything to his plastic baby. Just falls asleep, and he's asleep on the couch. He stumbles in with suitcases, lays him down, lays on the couch, goes to sleep for the rest of the film, does not speak. Awesome.
Can I ask you guys something that's really twisted my noodle?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
And it's something I've never thought about before, but only now this movie is making me question. Do volunteer firefighters get paid?
I think they're just in it for the love of the game. Travis, they just hate fire so much. They hate fire more than anything else.
It just seems like a really hard job to do.
For sure.
No money.
So is fighting the Joker, but you don't hear Batman complain. That's true. That for free.
Doesn't get paid?
We're not cutting Batman a check, no.
Somebody should.
You think Commissioner Gordon's got him on the payroll? That would sort of go against the whole thing, huh?
No, I just assumed it was the mayor.
He gets advertisements. That's why he has, like, you know.
Oh, endorsements?
Yeah, he's got on his cape, he's got, like, the thing for Razer keyboards and a lot of gaming chairs.
A lot of gamer fuel.
Do we want to try and sneak in a quick question before the break, or
just one quick? Yeah,
one quick question.
I bought my little brother his favorite candy online as a stocking stuffer, but accidentally made it a bulk order. I now have enough boxes of Swedish Fish to open my own old-timey candy shop, and I can't decide what's the best way to give him his candy.
If there was a candy shop in my town that only sold Swedish Fish, I'd be so jazzed about that.
Yeah, they have lots of different colors and shapes and sizes now. Anyway. Should I stuff his stocking to the brim, wrap them all up in a giant box, trim the tree with them? Any ideas are appreciated. Happy Candle Nights, Candy Conundrum in California. And what can I just say? What a lovely problem to have.
Yeah.
Too many Swedish Fish.
Oh, now I need to Google shelf life of Swedish Fish.
Oh, forever. There's they keep, man, this is astronaut.
And I think they get better, honestly.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Less fresh.
When they get that, like, crust on it, like, you got
a little bit of chitin.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
They do not spoil easily. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
The problem is box candy in boxes is not great stocking stuffer material. You know what I mean? Because it's not an efficient use of stocking space. You got to have a candy that can get down in the toes, fam. So
yeah, that's why the chocolate orange is such a classic.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
By the way, weirdly sold out everywhere. Cannot get a beat. I may have to go to Cracker Barrel. And I don't want to. I made a promise, and I keep my promises. But Swedish Fish, you're going to have to grip it, rip it, and tip it into the stocking so that it's just loose fishies in there.
Here's what you could do. I think this would be fun. This is a legit suggestion. I want to preface that because sometimes it's hard to tell. Every day, slap a stamp and an address on one of those boxes, drop it in the mail. And eventually what will happen is every day, your brother will receive one box of Swedish Fish in the mail.
That's so good. That's better yet, when you're putting in the address, put mine in maybe sometimes.
Oh, that's fun.
Here's an idea. Maybe your brother, you start doing this, and then he starts not thanking you, or stops thanking you, as a normal person would say it. And when he gets sort of like that, to teach him a lesson, send it to me. Because I will enjoy it quite a bit. I won't thank you like your brother does, but I will still eat it, and you'll know that.
The problem with Travis's idea
Please.
There's a small one. Let's say 12 packages, right? That's probably what we're talking about here. I'm looking at the bulk assortments on Amazon. It looks like 12 packages. So you get 12. He gets a fresh, delicious bag of Swedish Fish maybe once per week. And then week 13, his mouth starts watering.
Oh,
cherry, yellow. And then he opens it, and the bag's not there. And then he has to start wondering, like, what did I do wrong? Why did I've been enjoying every delicious fish?
I was a good boy this week. I want my candy.
I shared them.
I think that's worst. That's best case scenario, Justin. Because worst case scenario is then he gets that Swedish Fish hunger. And he's out there, you know, like, ripping up mailboxes trying to find where his Swedish Fish went. And it just becomes a real mess. You got to trank him. you know, until until the madness passes.
Or you get some more.
Or you just keep buying them.
I just feel like if you do this for 12 weeks, then you have to do it for at least like the rest of the year. Right? Or it's like six. It's like when you have to pick the duration of a gift subscription, which is always the worst. It's like, I thought you might want this for 3 months and then not want it again.
Yep.
So that's what I went with.
I might suggest, though, again, just to circle back to sending me some of your great candy, that I think eating 12 boxes of Swedish fish would make your brother pretty sick, even if spaced out over a long period of time. You're gonna gum up the works so hard in there that he will become more gummy than man at that point.
Then alternate between Swedish fish and Metamucil.
Okay, just to clear out, just to make room for more Swedish fish.
Just to keep the aisles clear, okay. You know?
Maybe you dust the Swedish fish like with Metamucil, like it's the acid powder that they put on Sour Patch Kids. That's fine.
Oh, what does Swedish fish like to swim in? Oh, that's a big drink of Metamucil, my friend.
Yeah, and it'll treat your body like one of those tubes that they blast the salmon out of. I have very little interest in marine life. I have always wanted to blast one of those salmon cannons.
Yeah.
You've seen those? It's like, oh, we'll help you get up this waterfall, salmons. Here's your salmon blaster. And it's like, well, first of all, that's cheating. But also it looks like a lot of fun. And I would love to just like really launch these boys.
Now I just want to go down a deep rabbit hole of YouTube watching videos of that, Griffin. So
of salmon blasters? Yeah, let's do that. We'll do that together while Justin does the ads by himself.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's go to the money zone.
I Googled salmon blasters.
Oh, boy.
That's not anything.
It does kind of sound like a new like appetizer at TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
There's not. Listen, this is perfect. If you are planning on mailing any of your siblings a piecemeal bulk order of Swedish fish, there is only one place that is going to let you do that from the comfort of your own home, and that's stamps.com. Last minute holiday gifts. Or holiday gifts that will go throughout January and February and some of March that are fish-shaped and cherry-flavored. Well, the post office is a little busy. And, you know, with the ongoing unpleasantness, maybe not the best place to go hang out. But you can do all the post office stuff from your house. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer wherever you are. You can send out invoices to big warehouses, sending out lots of packages every day, or maybe smaller operations that's more focused on transporting Swedish fish around this great country. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. And with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp. You can't beat that. They got deals on Priority Mail and UPS shipping rates as well. Skip the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code, MYBROTHER, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in MYBROTHER. That's stamps.com, promo code MYBROTHER. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
We'll know. We'll know if you do.
We'll know. They track your phone.
To celebrate the holidays, you guys, I have a new invention.
Okay.
What's that?
I call it Red Apron.
All right.
And with Red Apron, you get, it's kind of a loose, really thin material plastic bag full of just a random assortment of ingredients that don't really go together.
Okay.
No clear instruction. There's like snippets of instructions that I've included in there. And I should be clear. All the food is room temperature or worse.
Okay. Or worse.
And you get that at random times. There's really no way to predict when it will come, what will be in it.
Sometimes you'll get two boxes on the same day and then not get another box for the next month and a half.
Right. But you'll still get charged. Let's be clear.
Absolutely.
You'll still get charged at regular intervals. And it's just kind of my, it's a dinner innovation, as I like to call it, a denovation. What do you think?
I'm sorry, y'all. I've been watching this salmon cannon video for the last like 4 minutes and it's entrancing. Can you imagine if a big giant man picked up your body and shoved it into a white tube and then all of a sudden you were in Illinois And you were like, thanks, giant human-like being.
Well, then let's put it this way. Blue Apron is like a salmon cannon for ingredients to your door.
Exactly.
Including, but not limited to.
Salmon.
Right.
Yeah.
You blasted a bunch of salmon out of a cannon. Maybe you want a nice little caper sauce with those.
Yep. They blast that too.
A little bit of jasmine rice.
Yeah. It's a series of salmon tubes that run all over this beautiful country of ours, and you get it, and you make a tasty home-cooked meal. They're really good, and they come with super clear recipes that are easy to follow. And they also have meal prep options now, which allows you to cook one time and get 8 servings of food that can all be prepared in under 2 hours using one streamlined set of steps. That sounds pretty convenient, if you ask me. Don't miss out on all that Blue Apron has to offer this season. See what's on this week's menu and get $30 off across your first 2 deliveries when you visit blueapron.com/mybrother. That's blueapron.com/mybrother.
Okay, here's my new invention.
Blue Apron. Never go to the post office again.
Here's my new invention. It's a salmon cannon.
Yeah.
That as the salmon passes through the cannon, it gets slowly roasted until it arrives at your door fully cooked and seasoned.
Yeah.
And then it lands right in your ears.
Yeah.
And you're like, I cannot hear my music with these.
Yeah.
And someone's like, why are you putting cooked salmon in there? You should be using Raycon.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's not really great for my pitch for Shark Tank, Justin, but I guess.
No.
Okay.
Well, Raycon, if you want to get a gift, and for somebody it's hard to shop for, there's one that so many people would love to have and use, and they're wireless earbuds. And Raycon makes a great pair. I've got a pair that I use. They are my like around the house. The kids are maybe still asleep, and I want to pop in a podcast or music.
Or the kids are talking about your jumble.
Okay, they fit my wife's weird, shameful ears, which is a real feather in their proverbial cap. They're great earbuds, and you're not gonna. It's comparable quality to what you get from the other premium brands, but Raycon started at half the price, so that makes them a great gift in my book. You can use them for calls, music, for work, for play, home, or on the go. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Griffin, let's say I wanted to get a pair. How would I do it?
Well, you can get a pair, and you can also get them for 15% off if you go to
what?
Buy. Yeah.
Griffin knows a guy.
Yeah, I know. Ray. And so go to buyraycon.com/mybrother, and you're going to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/mybrother. Just one more time, for good measure, buyraycon.com/mybrother.
And while you're there, if you need tires or a stereo or, like, I don't know, a new jacket, you let Ray know.
Just ask Ray.
He'll take care of you.
But whatever you do, do not go to the post office.
Don't go to the post office. Ray will know.
Hi, I'm Joe Firestone.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
And we host After Game Show, a podcast where listeners submit games and we play them regardless of quality with a dozen listeners from around the world.
We've had folks call in from as far as Sweden, South Africa, and the Philippines.
Here's an example. This is a game we called Zooey Deschanel, where you turn a celebrity's name into an animal pun. You have an example, Manolo?
Brad Gorilla Pit.
Oh, that's a pun on Gorilla Pits?
Yep.
I don't know.
That's Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
That's a high quality game that you could expect.
Dr. Game Show has new episodes every other Wednesday on Maximum Fun.
Check us out, please.
How about a Yahoo?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. Are you going to interrupt me with a bit?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm not in this most sacred of days.
Sure. I'm just saying, if you were sucked up into a human-sized salmon cannon, wouldn't you just be like, oh, I'm dead? Like, before you even got to the other end, you'd be like,
now this is your own interruption.
Okay.
But that assumes that the salmon is aware of what's happening, Griffin.
Absolutely, they are not. Absolutely, they are not. Brian has sent this one in. Thank you, Brian. It's from Yahoo Answers user Daddy Bear 1964, who asks, how do you start a new city or town in Texas? Would like to have the area where I live become a city.
Mm.
What do cities have?
I have wondered about this for a good long time.
Yeah. Gotta have.
Because there used to be a time in this great land of ours where you just walk into a big empty space and you're like, all right, this is Traviston now.
This looks like a city.
Yep. Collis B. Huntington did it, thank God. Walked into, I don't know, Holderby Landing.
Correct.
It's like, hey, this place sucks. I want to build a train right through the middle of this pit, and you're all going to love me for it. And I'm going to call it Huntington after me.
Cities have mayor, city hall.
Mayor, that's you.
Yes.
I think if you start the town, you got to be the first mayor.
That's it. Hey, everybody, welcome to Coolville. Order number one, I'm the mayor. Order number two, we got to get a Chili's up in here.
Yeah.
Does anyone know how to start a Chili's franchise? Because that's going to put Cool Town on the map. Did I say Cool Town or Coolville? I forgot.
How long? You have to have an area that is separate from other town, right?
Mm-hmm.
Town will, real city will not take kindly to you sort of
making
annexing.
A middle city in the
You know what I did?
What?
And it's been long enough now that I think I can reveal this. I started my own city here in the middle of Cincinnati. But what I did was my city is also called Cincinnati, but with one extra N in there, and I won't tell you where.
Oh, no.
And so, like, nobody knows nice. Yet. And I've been slowly pushing the fence one inch every year.
Yeah, and Travis also has his own, like, pirate bootleg version of Babes in Toyland, where they sing, I come from C-I-N-C-I-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-A-T-I Cincinnati.
And I've got my own form of chili here. And what do I put in it? Well, the extra ingredient is salt, my friends.
Only beans. This is Travis's 50-bean chili.
It's loose, dry beans. I call it the chili that crunches.
It's Travis's crunchy garbanzo surprise. Welcome to Cincinnati.
That's not where the inn is, Griffin. You'll never guess.
You wouldn't tell if you got it right.
No, I wouldn't tell you because that's how they get you.
If my town had an army, I feel like that would help me to be respected by nearby towns.
Absolutely.
That maybe wouldn't recognize.
Now Justin's making a
my sovereignty.
Justin's making a joke point that many a militia has actually made in this terrible world of ours. That
all right. Now that I backed into it myself, I can see the logic. I'm sorry I've been so hard on militias. Thank you for defending us from the government. You're all doing a great job.
Now let me say this. Speaking of government. I think if your city immediately starts paying taxes to the government, the federal government probably isn't going to do anything to stop. The city that you are annexing from is going to be like, hey, government, do something. And they're like, we recognize it. They're giving us money and you're giving us money. It's win-win.
It's double money. That's a good point, Trav. How big is the city got to be? Big enough for a Chili's and a town hall?
Start with a hamlet. You got to start with a hamlet,
okay,
and then you're a township.
Yeah.
Then you're a town, and then you're a town burg, and then you're a burg city, and then you're a city.
Then you're a metropolis, and then you're a super metropolis.
Right.
And then it's a kingdom. I think kingdom comes after that.
Yep. That's right.
How are we going to get statehood, though, for my cool city that's just a town hall and Chili's so that we can get two senators there?
This is a good question.
I think
you need a professional sports team.
Everybody's always fighting about the Senate, and we got to take it, and we absolutely do need to take it, but gosh, that would be easier if Chili's Town could just put up two more. And let's say Chili's Town is also the most progressive city on the map. San Francisco seems like a very conservative city compared to Chili's Town.
Could you get your city sponsored by Chili's and have them get you statehood?
I bet someone at Chili's knows a guy.
I'm just saying, everyone eats at Chili's, probably including the Supreme Court justices.
Yes.
You could probably make this happen.
Yeah. It's like how NBA players eat at Cheesecake Factory so much when they're on the road because they just know that Cheesecake Factory is going to... This is not a joke. Whenever it's like a thing. NBA players just like when they're going to a city and they don't know what the food's like at that city, they're like, I know what Cheesecake Factory has. And it's
now,
always
Justin,
there.
You're laughing, but that's also what we do.
Yeah, we have stumbled... I'm laughing out of familiarity because we have stumbled into this exact practice when we're traveling. I know they're going to have something that everyone will eat because it's Cheesecake Factory.
We have five children, six adults.
Throw a cheesecake in there.
Yeah.
You ready for another question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I interrupted myself, though. It's a present to you.
Thank you.
A holiday present. Welcome to Haunted Doll Watch. It is a dip into the paranormal. where we're going to talk about the hottest, sexiest paranormal items.
Now, probably not that.
On eBay. Now, this week is very special. And of course, it's special because this is Candle Nights. So,
ooh, do we have special. A holiday spirit?
We do, Travis. We do have a holiday spirit. But you know what we don't have with this one?
What?
A doll.
Huh.
Okay.
So that begs a question. What's the question?
What's the haunted thing?
What is it? What are you talking about?
This is listed as haunted, not doll. Christmas elf spirit will be sent to you. New. Never before seen. That part, I bet, is very accurate.
Yes.
So, it's a spirit of a Christmas elf.
Yeah.
They're going to send it to you.
Just wait. Sorry. Just a loose jingling around in that box spirit?
Christmas elf special mystery spirit will be sent to you.
Mystery spirit? So it's like a slime bag. It's like the chase elf.
Ghosts actually hate it when you call them slime bags.
We're not all slimers, okay?
Yeah. New, never before seen. Very true. This mystery spirit will travel on his or her own once
or
you
submit. Or there. Come on.
Or there pay, once you submit payment. About this mystery spirit. These mystery spirits come from many creatures. Of course, the one we're talking about today is the ghost of a Christmas elf, I guess. But we sell spirits from ancient unicorns, single-headed dragons, double-headed dragons, wolves, centaurs, mermaids.
Wow, way to just drop wolves in the middle of those Like, wolves are like, hey, Debbie, you know I'm real, right?
Mermaids, mermen, chickens, giant moths, orcs. Wait, sorry, back up? Sorry, did you say chickens?
Was that really in there?
Yeah, bud. Mermen, chickens, giant moths, orcs, phoenixes, griffins. Oh, no. Fawns, naiads, dryads, cyclopses, and more.
Oh, boy. I'll take one wolf and eight chickens. Or is this a grab bag thing?
They can't put them both in the same box.
Oh, God, no. And I'll also take a spirit of a bag of grain, please.
Yes. And it's
How do I get them across the river? Oh.
Upon winning this auction, we will send you a message when Mystery Spirit will come to you after you submit your payment. They can't be more clear about that.
Oh, boy.
Different kinds of spirits travel at different times of days, but each Mystery Spirit arrives within 24 hours. These Mystery Spirits travel very quickly since they are only in spirit now and are not weighted down by their bodies. They do not need to travel in a box.
Well, thank God.
Since they are in spirit form, they travel to you in spirit on their own.
Hey, seller, I recognize that they don't need to travel in a box, but could they just
what will the kids open?
Just so something is, and maybe also you could put a little note in there that says definitely a spirit in here. Something.
Just put like some smoke in a box. I don't know if it'll keep, but just something. I need something to come out of a box or else my kids are going to be pretty ticked off.
Warning. These mystery spirits have different personalities. Mm. We cannot guarantee one personality over another one. However, we will let you know what kind of personality the mystery spirit you buy has and any other information that would be helpful to you.
Wait, what? We can't wait. You're going to buy one.
I can't guarantee a personality, but after they've shipped it, they'll be like, this is a mean one. Hang on for the ride of your life.
It's a mean Minotaur.
Hey, can I just real quick, I just want to put up some just a curtain here real quick and say, this is all made up. Why don't you guarantee the spirit? Why don't you they're going to be super nice?
I'll tell you exactly why, Travis. You pretend that you are this mystical seller and I'm the recipient. Hi, I want a triple-headed dragon. Oh, you don't have those? Then I guess give me two-headed dragon and one-headed dragon at the same time, please.
You got it.
When will they be here?
They'll be here within 24 mystical hours.
Okay, 25 hours later, I'm partying with my ghost dragons, and I call you up. Hey, I didn't get them.
Are you sure?
I didn't get them. I want my money back. I didn't get them.
I hear a party going on in the background, and I know that these were radical dudes.
But it's my son's birthday, and we got an entertainment dragon.
But that's not the dragon saying I'm partying with a two-headed dragon and a one-headed dragon.
You can send me three more dragon heads arranged on as many bodies as you want. But or my money back.
I'll just keep sending you dragons.
All right. 25 hours later again. Hey, where are those dragons?
I sent the dragon. You didn't get them?
Nah, but just send me a few centaurs, I guess. Ugh.
Oh, I'm fresh out. I'm
pretty soon I got my own fantasy ghost menagerie.
How will you know Mystery Spirit has started preparing to travel to you when we send you, I'll just read it exactly word for word.
Please.
You will know your Mystery Spirit has started preparing to travel to you when we send you a message via the eBay messaging system. Your Mystery Spirit will arrive promptly within the next 24 hours.
That is not each prompt, mystery spirit, by the way. That is no. that flies in the face of the definition of prompt.
Each Mystery Spirit has one or more feelings that come with... Boy, I can relate to that. 2020.
How are you, man? Happy still.
Yeah. You will know that your Mystery Spirit has arrived when you sense the feeling that is included in the message that we send you. Mm. This feeling may start small and be hard to identify at first, but it will set in soon. This has become because some Mystery Spirits take longer than other to completely move in, and they like to make sure they are welcome. So make your special Mystery Spirit feel at home, and they will get more comfortable around you, and your feeling of will increase before long. Finally, this is fascinating to learn, and I really appreciate them sharing this last tidbit. Most Mystery Spirits like to have the company of other Mystery Spirits, too.
Oh, so feel free to come back
for more Mystery Spirits if you enjoy what you receive. Now,
I have been dying to know, Justin, how much.
Ask me anything.
How much.
Okay. Okay. Well, God, so much of this is not going to seem real to you. Well, sir, it's $49.99.
All right.
But if you buy two, it's $49.49 each.
Oh, Boise.
That's a discount. That's awesome.
You buy three, well, friend, you're getting them for $48.99 a piece. Wow. That's big savings, baby.
Just a quick sidebar. Do you think in the Pokemon universe there's shady individuals who are like, hey, kid, you want to buy a Ghastly? It's, it'll be $20. Okay, where is it? It's right here in my hands. Can't see it? Yeah, it's a dead person.
There's two more things I wanted to share. First is that this is sold by a seller named Omar D0, and they have gotten a few complaints because they sell mystery boxes, and they don't tell you what's in them. And then... people are leaving reviews that say it's a ripoff.
Huh.
And they say, well, I don't know. It's a mystery. It specifically
says. You sold it, though.
The listing specifically say they're worth more or less than you pay.
I didn't know you could just do that.
Yeah.
Don't buy this. A flashlight for $25 is the only thing I got. Ripoff. And it says the response from Omar D0 says, you paid $24.99 for electronics. Please tell me how a $25 flashlight is ripped off.
It makes light.
Got him.
That's a miracle. You travel back in time, you pull out that flashlight, you're a king.
Yeah, you're in charge.
The last thing I wanted to tell you guys about this Christmas elf. They, this Christmas elf spirit, sorry. They can't guarantee delivery before Christmas.
Huh.
28th is the December 28th is what we're looking
right.
at. This one. We know it might make it a bit more appealing if you could get your Christmas elf before Christmas. Sure, that's the ideal, but they cannot guarantee Christmas arrival of this spirit. December 28th is the best they can do. Now, does that make sense? Judging from what I know about these mystery spirits, I'm not sure I'd have the sort of emotional bandwidth to be able to focus on them in the way that they need. In their run up to
well, and also so they're sense, booked but. Up right now trying to convince old rich jerks to be nicer. Mm-hmm. As you might know, that isn't an easy thing to do. So maybe we can cut them a little bit of slack.
Well, and
maybe after Christmas, Santa kills a bunch of them to cut down on food costs.
Well, that's it. In order for a new elf to be born. It has to rest in a pool of blood from an old Christmas elf. They don't talk about this, but every year the workforce is replenished, or else we'd run out of magical elf spirits pretty quickly.
Pretty fast, yeah. You want to do one more question?
I'd love that. My girlfriend and I are celebrating our first holiday season living together and have loved decorating and getting into the holiday spirit. but there's one very obvious hole in our decorations. What should we put on the top of our Christmas tree? Should we stick with the classics? Should it reflect 2020? Or should we be thinking outside the box? And that's from Hatless Tree from down in DC. What do you guys put on the top of your trees?
I mean, a bow. A bow. It's so easy. You don't have to balance a big, heavy... We used to put a big, heavy metal star. What was I thinking? Dangerous is what that is. A bow. Blech. You just kind of throw it up there. Whatever. It's at a crooked angle. It's a bow. It's a bow.
I put a picture of myself up there.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's me. It's very tastefully done. It's me as an angel, fully nude.
Every year, we for the past 10 years...
Yeah, Justin, I know you're wondering. My jumble is out.
Every year for the past 10 years, we've put our little Yoda up there. And we've had this Yoda tree topper for 10 years. You plug him in, his little lightsaber lights up. It's fantastic. And then I see on Twitter, trending topic yesterday, millennials are going wild about putting Baby Yoda at the top of their tree. And it was infuriating to me because I got here first.
Well, yeah. Maybe you and also
they're all putting Go-Gurt up there. It makes you look like a real boob.
They're putting TikTok up there. It should make you angry, Justin, because now you've got an old, busted, ugly, dirty adult Yoda up there.
Yep.
Gross.
We've been
watching some Star Wars stuff here at the house, and whenever I see old adult Yoda, it makes me want to freaking barf.
Yeah.
That dude makes me sick because
he looks like a green prune.
And now I know what he could look like, which is the baby Yoba, and it's not even close. It makes me sick. So I don't want to come to your house. I'm not going to be able to anyway, but even if I could, I wouldn't because of how gross your old Yoda is.
You know what would be cool up there? Go the next step, right? You got old Yoda, and then you got baby Yoda. Put some Yoda sperm up there.
All right, so that's it.
It would just, and here's the weird thing that we don't know about I do, and I'm going to tell you, about the Yoda species. It's just one big sperm, not a bunch of little ones, just one big sperm. And hey, can I tell you? It's adorable.
One chat I will have. You better start swimming. Here comes my blast. No, don't move. I only have one blast. We're getting dangerously close to infringing on Magic Tavern territory.
What would be sick is a full-size basketball hoop. And then you could just do some powerful dunks, drain some threes.
I like that. What about a live owl?
That's pretty good. Can he be perched on the basketball hoop just blocking shots?
Don't bring that weak stuff here.
To Kimbe Mutombo.
Another tree?
Huh. Hmm. What about, and this isn't weird, it's just funny, cowboy hat. And then on the bottom, what's that? Spurs.
That's cool. That is funny. I'm glad you told me that was going to be funny before you said it, or else I wouldn't.
Well, because that's honestly, something we tried, like, past. What?
If you hadn't said it, I wouldn't have known.
Huh. Well, it's just that sometimes things just get sillier and sillier on the show, and I wanted to bring it back in to, possible actual answer.
Sure, we de-escalated from Yoda sperm back to wouldn't a cute
that was the obvious off-ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Very quick, just to reiterate, our fundraiser special is still available until January 4th. It's bit.ly/candlenights2020. Wonderful is doing a live fundraiser for the Austin Bat Cave,
which is about books and not bats.
Tickets are $5. It's December 29th at 9 p.m. More info and tickets available at bit.ly/wonderfulabc. We've got a book launch event for our book. Everybody Has a Podcast Except You. January 26th, 9 p.m. It's free. We partner with a bunch of independent booksellers. If you pre-order from them, then you'll get an exclusively designed book plate signed by one of us with your copy while supplies last. Go to bit.ly/McElroy podcast book event for bookstore links and more event info. Travis, take over.
You got it. We got lots of cool merch over at McElroyMerch.com, including a Festo Pin of the Month from the Adventures in Graduation that benefits the Transgender Law Center, as well as a Thunderman LLC patch, Candle Knights merch, which you need to get on now, and proceeds for those items go to Harmony House for all sales through January 1st. Once again, MacroyMerch.com. You can pre-order the Adventure Zone graphic novel book for Crystal Kingdom over at theadventurezonecomic.com. Also, the Sawbones book is out in paperback on December 29th. It's new and revised for 2020, and that's at bit.ly/sawbonespaperback. paperback. And MBMBMBMBMBMBM Angels is back. Go to MBMBAMAngels.com to claim a stocking.
I want to give a quick plug for that. That's a program that has been going for a long time, and we sort of got the ball rolling, but we've had a lot of amazing fans pick it up since then. Every year, people in our area have this list called the Empty Stockings that is published in the newspaper. And it's for people that aren't going to have a Christmas without some help. And every year, our listeners take that list and they demolish it. They burn it down with generosity.
And, yeah, in a good way.
In a good way. And if you can join in with them, it's not a big push this year because honestly, it's been a hard year for people and it seems weird to force it really hard. But if you can, it looks like judging by the progress bar, it looks like they're about 75% of the way there. So Christmas is coming soon. Please, please, please go to mbmbamangels.com. You can just donate money if you don't feel like calling, but there's like specific stockings. You can claim one and help people out. And there's a lot of really deserving folks in there. So please go help out.
Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. What's getting me through this long winter, if you know what I'm saying. And thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Go to MaximumFun.org. Check out all the great shows there. They got shows like Triple Click. They got shows like Mission to ZX. They got all kinds of fun stuff, all at MaximumFun.org. Do you want the final?
Yes, please.
Yes.
This one's actually holiday themed. I know the other Yahoo wasn't, but this one is. It was sent in by Graham Robot. Thank you, Graham. It's from Yahoo Answers user Brian, who asks, is it weird to find the Monty Python foot crushing thing sexy?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.